Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland with Pastor Sherelle. Let's talk about the things that affect the body of Christ in this world today and how we can truly impact the world. Enjoy the next song, and following that will be the voice of Pastor Sherelle live in Portland. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland with Pastor Sherelle. Let's talk about the things that...
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Food.
some painful circumstances that my poor soul could not flee.
Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Hunt your neighbor and say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to give him glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your power, for it has resurrected me. Glory to God in the highest. Good evening, and good evening, church family. God bless you, and we thank God for this opportunity to be with you tonight, just to worship the Lord and to be filled with his presence and be filled with his grace. We want to bless the Lord. The Word of God tells us to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is Elder Manyweather, and I will be sitting in, if you will, for the pastor tonight. What a privilege and an honor it is to be with you, my brothers and sisters, one more time. How good God is to have allowed us to come together one more time. And with that, we want to bring you greetings from Portland, Oregon, the beautiful city of roses, where God is God, and we are here to praise him. We bless him, and we give him glory. We want to, with respect, give honor to the Butterfields, who makes this platform possible, to Pastor Black in her absence, Pastor Sherelle, who is there operating the line for us. God bless her. To Elder Devers, who is our speaker of the night, Elder Farmer, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. God is good to us. He is rich in mercy. He just keeps on doing great things for us. He keeps opening doors for us, and we praise him for that. We praise him for his goodness. We praise him for his mercy. We praise him for his truth. As a matter of fact, we just praise him because he is worthy to be praised. And we want to make sure that we want to encourage you tonight to be ye also ready, because we never know what God may want us to do. We never know what God may call us to do, but just know that God is working to prepare us to be not only those who hear the word, but we want to become doers of his holy word. We want to be able to serve the Lord with gladness, to come before his presence with singing, to know that he is the Lord. He is God. It's he that has made us and not we ourselves. So our brothers and my brothers and sisters, please know that tonight you are welcome in the presence of the Lord. The word reminds us that where two or three are gathered in his name, there too will he be in the midst. So we pray that God will take this message and at this time of fellowship and worship, and then as he feeds into our spirits, he will restore us, he will strengthen us, and he will give us the hope and the courage that we need to perform the work that he has placed down in us to do. God bless you. We will go on now. We will have a song. We have another song, and then I'll be back to give us our opening prayer, followed by yet another song, because you know what? The word tells us to come before his presence with singing. Since we can't sing together, that's why we have the songs here. So we'll have another song, followed by that we will have the preaching of the word of God brought to us by Elder Demetrius Devers out of Seattle, Washington. And we're just going to have a hallelujah good time tonight. And we will lift up one another as we go forth. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Dwell in the midst.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord, that you have allowed us to gather one more time. We, your people, Father, we honor you tonight for just being our God. Tonight, Lord, as we come before you, we come with a heart of thanksgiving. We come bowed down, O God, knowing that it is by your grace that we are here. Precious Father, we acknowledge, O God, that we are here by your goodness and your tender mercies. Lord God, we ask that you would blot out all our transgressions. Cleanse us from our sins, O God. But Lord, we want to be used by you. Tonight, Father, we want to give you the glory. We want to give you the honor, and we want to give you the praise. Father God, we take this opportunity to just bless you and praise you. I hear the sister saying, before we ask you for anything, Lord, we just going to praise you. We just going to bless you. We just going to tell you how good you are. We're going to tell you how wonderful you are. We're going to tell you, Lord God, that we thank you. We're going to tell you, Lord God, that we praise you. We're going to tell you, Lord God, we are honored, Lord God, to be in your presence one more time. Father, we praise you tonight. We praise you, Lord God, for your mighty hand. We praise you for your victories already won. We praise you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you for your truth and your righteousness. Father, we just praise you, Lord. We bless you now, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. We bless you, Lord God, for taking our lives from the muck and the mire and placing our feet on solid ground. And we come to bless you, Lord. We come to praise you and to just give you honor, Lord God. But Lord God, if it had not been for you on our side, oh, where would we be, oh God? So tonight we lift you up, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we give your name the praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. The word of God says from the rising of the sun, hey, to the going down of the same, Lord God, we come to praise you. We come to bless you. We come to magnify you and exalt you, Lord. We come to lift you high because, Lord God, that's who you are. You are the true and the living God, and we bless you tonight. Father, we thank you for who you are and for what you do in our lives. Father, we thank you for everyone, Lord God, that you have brought into our lives to help us to grow, help us to know you better, Lord God, and to help us serve you. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We thank you for everything that was done on Calvary, Lord. We thank you for the power and the resurrection that has brought us to this place, Lord God. Because if it had not happened, we would not be here. Father God, we lift up those that are sick and afflicted tonight. We lift them up, Lord God, and we speak healing, oh God. We speak healing over bodies tonight, over eyes and limbs and feet and ankles, Lord God. Father, you bring strength back to the ankles, and you bring strength to the knees. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over migraines and headaches and high blood pressure, all of these things that your people suffer, Lord God, but you are still healing. You are still delivering, oh God, and we praise you tonight. Father, we thank you as we think about the world affairs and the situation, Lord God. We believe tonight, Lord God, that you are yet in control, and Lord God, nothing happens without you knowing about it. So, Lord God, we pray that you would have your way tonight in our lives. We pray for the president. We pray for the vice president of the United States of America, Lord. We pray that you would impress upon them, Lord God, the right decisions to be made, Lord God, because every decision they make is going to affect us, your people. Father God, we praise you tonight. We pray for the Ukraine and we pray for Russia. But God, you got your people stationed in all of those locations. Father, we don't have no democracy tonight over our dominion over you tonight. But Lord God, we come to bless you. We come to acknowledge, Lord, that we owe you another praise. We owe you another praise for what you're doing. Father God, you tell us to not even try to figure out what we see. Don't respond to what we see the way the world does. Don't act on what we hear. But Lord God, to stand on your word. So tonight, Lord God, we stand on your word. For Lord God, you said all souls are yours. All souls. You are the God. You are the Lord. There is nothing too hard for you. Now, Lord God, we don't want this war, but you know, Lord God, this war may bring people closer to you. You are working things out for our good and your glory. We ask, oh God, a special blessing about those who have family members that have gone over just in case to stand ready to fight. Father, in like manner, it is our prayer that your people will be ready to fight, ready to fight, ready to fight this fight in the spiritual realm, knowing, Lord God, that we, oh God, do not, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Tonight, Lord God, we pull down strongholds in our lives, in our children's lives, in our grandchildren's lives. And Father God, we pray a special blessing over those who are just beginning their walk with you. We pray that the word of God will encourage them and strengthen them, Lord God, and help them to run this race with patience. Oh, Lord God, there is so much for us to pray about. But Lord God, I pray right now that all that are on this line tonight, Lord, as you see every thought, you know every thought. Father, bring it into captivity to your perfect will. We ask, Lord God, that you would heal us, that you would set us free from whatever ails us, whether it's spiritual, Lord. Somebody may need a deliverance from depression, oppression. Lord God, we don't know. You know. We bind the spirit, Lord God, that works so hard against your people, the spirit of oppression. Can't do nothing because they just don't feel like doing anything. Lord, we loose your anointing. We loose your healing virtue now, Lord, to flow through each and every one of us, to our families, Lord, to those co-workers, Lord God, even those that challenge us from day to day. Father, we pray that you will help us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify you, who is in heaven, but you watch over the affairs of men. Now, Lord God, we pray for the man of God that will bring the word of God tonight. Father, bless him, strengthen him, use him to your full glory, and have your way in his life. Bless his family and everyone that he loves and is concerned about. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for an opportunity to praise you, to bless, and to honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You can have your way. You can have your way in me, yeah. Can I be transparent for the minute? Some of those rumors that you heard, I probably did it. I'm not a perfect man, I admit it. But it's covered by the blood I've been forgiven. When I think of things I've done, I shake my head. If it wasn't for your mercy, I'd be dead. Lord, just show me how to break a brother down. My humility, I'm seeing now, Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We praise God for this opportunity, and we're going to now yield the call over to Elder Devers. So we pray that the Lord will use you mightily. Let him have his way. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Pastor Black, Pastor Sherelle, and all Elder Manyweather, and all that are on the call on tonight. I pray that God finds each and every one of you doing well. We thank God for the space that has been provided by the leadership and everybody that is involved in producing the call on tonight. I thank you for this opportunity. I don't want to hold us too long, so if we take a few minutes just to set our minds right, we thank God for the songs that were played on tonight. We're just going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're just going to dive right into the word that God has given us to share on tonight. Gracious God, we thank you, and we appreciate you for this opportunity to share with these your people. We ask that you would touch this word and just allow it to have its way in their lives. God, allow us to find what we need from it, for we know your word is able to supply all our needs. And we thank you. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For a few moments on tonight, I want to share from the Book of Psalms, the 18th number of Psalms. We're going to look at the first three verses tonight. So Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3, and it reads as follows: I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. For a few moments on tonight, I want to speak from the thought, trust God. Trust God. As we are into this third month of the year 2022, we are entering 2 years of a pandemic that has never been seen before. We ended this 24 months of uncertainty, masks, vaccinations, boosters, schools in, schools out, people working, not working, working from home, airplane rules changing and not changing, and it's just the craziness of this world. You know, you don't know who or what to trust. But the one thing I found is that no matter what's going on in your life or in the world, we can trust God. And as we look at our scriptures on today, as we look at our text, we'll find how the author it shows us that in all that we're going through, and all that's going on in life, we have to find the ability to maintain our faith and continue to trust God despite everything that's going on around us. In the text on today, we find David, the author of the psalm, making a triumphant declaration of his love to the Lord our God. David was anointed the future king of Israel and had lived a number of years as a fugitive, as a man who had lost everything. he had lost the safety of his home. He had lost his youth. He had lost his career. He had lost his rights. He had lost all that he had known for a period of time. And I'm sure if he was here for us to ask him personally, he would let us know. He probably almost lost his mind. He had lost family, friends, and loved ones. And as he's going through, despite all that he's lost, despite all that he suffered, despite all that David had to endure, he still remained steadfast to the Lord our God. He still maintained his faith. He still kept believing in God, and that in his own time, in God's own time, he would be delivered and the promise of his anointing would be fulfilled. David says here in the first verse of his 18th number of Psalms, he tells us, I will love you. And he says, I will love you. The word love has a special depth and tenderness about it. So when David is saying, I will love you to God who delivered him, he's not only saying it for the sake of saying it. He's saying, God, I love you because you rescued me from my trials and from my tribulations. God, I love you because when I was at my lowest, you kept me in perfect peace. See, David realized through the writing of this song that it was because of what God had, what he had been through that had shaped him and molded him into who he is. David wasn't bitter against God, but he was grateful, and he believed that despite his years of trouble, trials, and tribulations, that he was going to come out better than when he went in, and that everything he went through while going through, everything that he went through while he was going through was necessary in order for God to get the glory out of his life. And I hope and pray that we as believers who are gathered on this call on tonight are living a life, walking a walk, talking a talk, so that God can get the glory out of our lives. The old saints used to say it like this: if you never have a test, you'll never have a testimony. So the question is, even in the midst of your test, your trials, and your tribulations, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of your financial, physical, or mental health issues, in the midst of your of poverty, political unrest, and a pandemic, the question is, will you, do you, and can you still trust God? Well, as you ponder that question, the text will show us why we should still trust God. And it will tell us that we should trust God, one, because he's strong. He's strong enough to handle whatever it is that we bring to him. God, the God that we serve is strong enough to handle each and every one of our needs and concerns. If we go back to the first verse of this 18th number of Psalms, David says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. He lets it be known in his declaration that you are my strength. It's because of you I'm able to keep on pushing. And if it was up to me, I would have probably broke, shattered, been done, kaput, quit. But because my strength is not in myself, it is not in my mama, my daddy, sisters, or brothers, friends, or foes, but my strength is in the Lord. My strength is in him, the one who has empowered me to serve him, who's given me the strength to not only serve, but to succeed in whatever it is that I push forward to accomplish. I am victorious through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me to serve against, to serve him. I have the victory. I can defeat my enemies if I continue to draw my strength from God. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We need to be strong in God. we have too many Christians, unfortunately, who try to venture on their own strength and on their own power, on their own resources. But we need to keep our faith and our trust in God, continue to love on him, continue to worship him, because he's worthy to be strong, to be saved. I don't know if you remember the song "Strong and Mighty." The song "Strong and Mighty" is our God, because he's worthy, because he has the strength to handle all of our concerns. It's because of him that we came through 2 years of a pandemic. Yeah, the doctors have created these vaccines, and we got the mask and this, that, and the other, but it's because of God. It's because of his strength we are still here with the ability to serve him. He says, come unto me, yeah, all ye that are heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Why do we need to come unto him? Because he's strong enough to handle our issues. And because he's strong enough to handle our issues, we can have rest and rest in him, knowing that he's handling it. So while we there's no need for us to stay up all night walking the floors of the house stressing and worrying. Let's just trust God. Have faith in him that he can handle our situation, no matter what it is. Trust God. That wayward child, trust God. Those finances, trust God. You wondering what your next move is on the job? Trust God. Matter of fact, that boss is tripping? Trust God. He's strong enough to handle it. Can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. So not only does the text tell us that we can trust God because he's strong, the text reminds us that we can trust God because he supplies. Yeah, we serve a God that will supply our every need. Let's look at the second verse of the text. Okay, the second verse says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. We trust God. We're able to trust God because he's able to supply. And David informs us that through the text, that while he was going through his tests, his trials, and his tribulations, in addition to God supplying him with strength to survive against and to defeat his enemies, tells us that God also supplied him a secure foundation as his rock. God supplied him shelter and safety as his fortress. God made ways for him to escape as his deliverer. God was the object of his affection and adoration as his God. And as God was the source of his strength, he defended both his head and his heart as his shield. Yeah, he tells us that God supplied him with defense and strength as his horn. He was his high tower of refuge where he could be protected from the enemies as his stronghold. So even in the midst of what we're going through, God is still able to be a supplier for you. Whatever it is you need, whether it's protection, whether it's defense, God is able. He's still wrapping his loving arms of protection around you, protecting you from dangers seen and unseen. God is a supplier. He supplies everything that we need. But the question is, tonight, will we trust God enough to allow him to supply our needs? Will we trust God enough to allow him to fill us up where we're empty, to allow him to lead us and guide us to safety and in the directions that we should go? Are we able and are we willing to trust even when we can't trace God? When the storms of life are raging around us, knowing that God is able to do it, but when we trust God enough for him to do it and allow him to do it when he wants to do it, because as he supplies and as he is our strength, God is also sovereign, meaning that he can do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. He has complete authority, but and able for his authority to rest, rule, and abide in our lives, we have to submit our will to his will and give God all the authority to do what he needs to do. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Meaning that he will supply all our needs. He is able to heal you, to fix you, to feed you, to house you, to comfort you, to help you. We need to continue to trust God. Yeah, yeah. So not only do we trust God, we need to trust God because he is our strength, because he's strong. We can trust God because he supplies. Thirdly, he's strong, he supplies, and he saves. Verse 3 of the text says it like this. Verse 3 of the text says, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. See, in previous Psalms, David cried out to God from times of crisis, but now he cries out to God with the same strength as he did when he was in crisis to praise him for his deliverance. See, unfortunately, we have folks, believers, folks who go to church Sunday after Sunday who have more passion of declaring God's awesomeness and power when we're asking for him to help us than we do when we're giving thanks and praises to him. See, we have to, we should hopefully are saints that will praise God as fervently and as passionately when all hell is breaking loose as we, when all hell is not breaking loose as we will when all hell is breaking loose. We need to give God praise when tears are running down our face or when we got a big smile on our face, because God is worthy. And here in our text, we have David, who has been delivered from his crises, giving God praise. David didn't always feel that he would be saved. If you read the text, that he would be saved from the enemies, he didn't always have a praise in his heart. If you were to look at 1 Samuel 27:1, and David said in his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. See, this text here in 1 Samuel, the text shows that there were times where David had some doubt of the final victory that he will eventually enjoy in Psalms 18. But it also shows that in the end, his faith in God and God's strength was greater than his doubts and his weaknesses. We're human. We go through things. We shed our tears. Our hearts get heavy. But through it all, we have to be assured that God's loving arms of protection won't leave us. He has a plan for us. He's anointed us to do great things, and God's will shall be done. Just as David turned from crisis, crying out in the midst of crisis, to crying out in the midst of triumph, we need to understand that no matter how dark the night may be, if we can hold on and just until the morning, the sun will shine again. David turned his statement of panic into a song of praise. Yeah, we have to understand that we can also turn our cries of sorrow into songs of joy. We can be reminded that it is imperative that as saints that we don't lose faith, that no matter how dark the day is, God is still in control. The news may not say it. Your friends may doubt it. Your co-workers may question it. But you that are a believer have to hold on to your faith. Don't allow your current situation. Don't allow the current situation to dictate the end game. Because it ain't over. I just want to remind you, my brother and my sister, it ain't over until God says it's over. And if you woke up this morning, you still have another opportunity for God to put the script on your situation. Can I get a witness? And just like God saved David from the hands of the enemies, he can save you. Where you once doubted, you can now declare with a voice of triumph that God is still a saving God. So trust God because he is strong. Trust God because he supplies. Trust God because he saves. Trust God because he allowed his son to be hung on an old rugged cross. Yeah. Trust God because his son, Jesus, hung on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour, allowing his head to be crowned with a, even now, trust God. No matter what your health is looking like, no matter what your family situation is looking like, trust God. Because as he hung there on the cross, he allowed himself to be buried in a borrowed tomb. Trust God, because as he stayed there in the grave for 3 days, he came up out of that grave on the third day morning with all power in his hand, just like he said he would. And he's now up in heaven interceding on our behalf. Trust God, my brothers and my sisters, that it ain't over until God says it's over. Shed the tears. Be frustrated. Feel like you feel, but don't allow your situation to stop you from trusting God, from praising God, from loving God, because God loves you even now, even while we're going through. Every day is not going to be full of sunshine, but the storm is passing over. Can I get a witness? The storm is passing over. The songwriter slips my mind right now, but I can just say it like he did. Sooner or later, it's gonna work in my favor. Rashawn Mitchell is his name. Sooner or later, it'll work in my favor because he's turning it around for me. So we need to trust God, and he will bless you. Continue to love him. Continue to praise him. Continue to worship. Continue to however you go to church, virtually, through calls, whatever it is, don't allow life to keep you from trusting God. Because long as life is happening, that means you still got life. You're still alive. You're still living. That means you should still be praising. You should still be worshiping. Still be trusting God. Because he's strong enough to handle your situation. He has what it takes. He can supply all you need to get you through your situation. And he can save you from your situation. That's all. That's all I got for tonight. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Pastor Black, for allowing me to share. I pray that something has been said that will encourage you till we meet again. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Elder Devers, for that powerful word, trust God. What a wonderful way for us to end our Sunday, the start of a new week, and knowing and remembering and being reminded tonight, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we are facing, David reminds us tonight in Psalms 18, we can trust God. God is strong. God is, he saves, and also God supplies. We praise God tonight for you, Elder Devers, and the message that you have brought us, and we bless the Lord for you, and we pray that God continually uses you with the power and the anointing that he gives. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I believe that is going to be it for tonight. God has blessed us all day long. God has brought us to this point in our lives where, as the elder told us or reminded us tonight, no matter what we are going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we feel like, we can trust God. So we will have our benediction, and we will let you go on with your night in the Lord. We praise you, Lord God, for this opportunity, and we bless you. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before him, may he be glorified and honored in everything that you do or say. And whatever you do this week, my brothers and sisters, trust God. God bless you until next week, and we'll talk to you then. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, keep clapping your hands. You already know this song. Come on, sing heaven. You already know it.
I'm going.